A red-shirted woman on the perimeter called out, "Fusil!" which was a ridiculously archaic Orth word meaning a long-barreled firearm. The red shirts to either side instantly turned their backs on her to look in other directions. Everyone else, though, did what came naturally. Followed the woman's gaze to the top of a parked Drummond on the edge of the square. A Geath had climbed up there with a long weapon and was training it in our direction. The woman who had called out Fusil skipped forward, raising her hands, and did a cartwheel that took her to the lid of a trash container. From there she sprang sideways, rolled, and came up near a drinking fountain on which she planted a foot to shove off and make a violent reversal of direction that took her toward a scraggly tree. She got a hand on that and swung round it, scampered to the top of a bench, disappeared into a little clot of pedestrians, reappeared a moment later, sprinting directly toward the man with the gun, but in a moment had changed course again to duck behind a kiosk. In this manner she made rapid progress toward the gunman atop the Drummond. He was hard-pressed to aim his weapon at her with all these sudden changes in course. If I'd been in his shoes, I couldn't have fired, even to save my own life, because her gymnastics were so fascinating to watch. A shot sounded. Not from the man on the Drummond, and not from the leader in the ring behind me. It came from somewhere else. Hard to pin down because it echoed from the fronts of buildings all around the square. My knees buckled. 5 feet away from me, something unpleasant happened to the Geath leader. A red shirt had used this distraction as an opportunity to take him down and disarm him. The woman doing the gymnastics kept moving toward the gunman atop the Drummond, who had frozen up and was looking all around trying to identify the source of the shot. A second shot sounded. The gun spun loose from the would-be sniper's hands and clattered to the pavement. He grabbed his hand and howled. The red shirt woman stopped with the gymnastics, dropped into a normal sprinting gait, and went straight to the fallen weapon.
"Fusil!"
called one of the other red shirts. He pointed across the canal. Again, the two flanking him spun about to look in other directions. It took the rest of us a moment to see what he had seen. Across the canal was a food cart, prudently abandoned by its owner. A three-wheeler had drawn up behind it, using it and its array of signs and fluttering banners to provide visual cover. One man was operating the three-wheeler's controls. "Ganeliel Craid!" Another was standing on his passenger platform. "Ulassitar Craid!" He was carrying a long weapon. He addressed himself to the sniper atop the Drummond, bellowing across the canal.
"The first shot was to make you freeze," he explained. "The second was to make you helpless. The third you're never going to know about. Show me your hands! Show me your hands!"
The Geath held up his hands, one of them bloody and misshapen.
"Run away!"
Yul howled and shouldered his rifle. The Geath avalanched down over the front of the Drummond, rolled around on the pavement for a few moments, then came up at a run.
"Raz, we gotta go!"
Yul called.
"The rest of you in the red shirts, whoever or whatever you are, you're welcome to come with. Maybe you want to be getting out of town as bad as we do."
There was a bridge over the canal at the square. Ganel zipped over it and came towards me. The circle of red shirts parted to let him in. He passed through the gap, eyeing them a little nervously, and pulled up alongside me. I wasn't moving too well. Yul bent down over me, grabbed my belt in his fist, just behind the small of my back, and heaved me aboard the three-wheeler like an unconscious rafter being pulled out of a river. It was extremely crowded now on this tiny vehicle. Ganel made a careful sweeping turn into the square and headed up a street. He was wearing earphones plugged into a G-jaw. Saman must be feeding him instructions. The red shirts followed us, jogging beside and behind the three-wheeler. Apparently they saw good sense in Yule's point that it was time to get out of town. Once it became clear which way we were going, they picked up the pace and threatened to outrun the three-wheeler, prompting Ganel to give it a little more throttle. Before long, they were sprinting. We covered a mile in a few minutes and came into a district of railway lines and warehouses that wasn't as crowded as the center of Old Masht. It was possible for full-sized vehicles to move about normally on the streets here. A pair of them came out of nowhere and nearly ran us down. Yule's and Ganel's fetches, driven by Cord and by Saman, respectively. As we later established, the red shirts numbered 25. We somehow got all of them onto the two fetches and the three-wheeler. I'd never seen people packed so tight. We had red shirts on the roof of Yule's fetch, elbows linked together to keep them from falling off.